Okay, my friends. So I did a book about bees a couple weeks ago, and I've had two people reach out and say, can you do more about those educational things like the books and the bees? And I said, I will be happy to. And so when I found this guy, I thought, let's do it. It's called Help the Honeybees. It was written by Grace Hansen, and it is a nonfiction, and it is going to be super helpful for us to learn more about the world around us and what we can do to make the world a better place by helping the honeybees. So there's a lot of stuff in here, some big words. We're going to walk through it. We're going to talk through it. So buckle up, everybody. Here we go. Today's story, Help the Honeybees by Grace Hansen, is read by Mommy and... What's your name?
The End?
Mommy in the End. But don't get excited, friends. He may say the end, but he's not actually the end. Okay. Honeybees. Honeybees live throughout the world. They are often found in forests and grasslands. Do you know why? You could find them in forests and grasslands most of all. What do they eat? So where are you going to find flowers that plant and plants that have flowers?
Like forest.
Yeah, or?
No grasslands, but there aren't
a lot of plants. Oh, really? What are you going to say to that big old field of sunflowers over there? Ah, that's right. Grasslands are full of flowers. Now, honeybees live in colonies. The queen runs the colony. Wow, look at her, she's huge. Worker bees collect nectar. They also build the honeycomb. In the picture, we can see a really big hive full of honeycomb, and all the little bees are working away in it. But it's true, the queen bee is a lot bigger than all the little worker bees, isn't she? No, I think it depends. Let's see if they answer that question. The honeybee and other bee populations have been in decline. This is mainly because of pesticides. So we put sprays and chemicals on vegetables that we're growing to keep little bugs from eating them, right? And when we do that, it definitely kills the little bugs that might eat our food, but it also kills the bugs that are important and helpful, like the honeybees, which is why we eat food as much as possible that we can grow ourselves, or if we can't, then we try to buy things that are organic, which means they have not used strong pesticides on the foods. Pesticides are a product to protect the crops, but many pesticides can poison and kill bees. In the picture, we can see a farmer putting some on his plants. And it's true, there's a lot of other bugs out there that can do pretty bad things to your crops. And if you're a farmer, you absolutely need your crops, because that's how you make your money, so that you can make more crops. And if your plants are all being eaten by bugs, that's no good. Habitat loss is also an issue. Bees need plants for nectar, which is their favorite food. Plants need bees in order to grow, and honeybees collect nectar from plants. And in the picture, we can see how they do it. Pollen sticks to them as they land. Do you know what it looks like to me? Do you know when it's snowy, really, really snowy, and you go outside and you fall down in the snow and then you stand up and then the snow is all over your clothes? That's what it looks like for the bees. You can see tiny little particles of, looks like yellow
snow.
Don't.
Like
kind of, yeah. All over the body of the bee. And then when they fly to the next plant, they leave pollen behind, and this fertilizes the plant. It is called pollination. We love pollinators. You go, little pollinators. And so that's how they spread bits and pieces from one plant to next. When you plant your plants outside, if you plant flowering plants, you always want to think, okay, what are the plants around this plant? And how will it be affected by bees pollinating it? Can I make different kinds of plants? Will they smell good? Good questions. Without honeybees, many plants could not grow, and many of the crops that humans rely on for food would not grow either. So we need the bees to do their job, don't we? So, in conclusion, while some populations are in decline, other honeybee populations are actually on the rise. There are around 2.89 million colonies. Whoa, that's a lot. Now, did you know that the habitat of a honeybee is a temperate and tropical forest or grasslands? They like it to be warm because they don't much like the cold, which kind of makes sense because I don't think you've ever, you don't see flowers in the Arctic, do you? No, I don't think so. And so as we covered, pesticides or habitat loss are no good for our bee friends, but also disease and pollution are not good either for them. So you can help by eating foods that haven't been sprayed with a lot of pesticides. And you can also help by making sure when you see a bee outside, do you want to squish it or whack it or hit it? No, you want to be gentle with the bee. You don't ever want to hit them because they're doing something important. They're helping make sure that you have food to eat. They are tiny little endangered species. So take good care of them.
Take good care of the honeybee. Yeah. Take good care of them.
And that is... It's your chance.
My name.
Good job.